Welcome to Coffee Break, a podcast of Riverside County Child Support Services. My name is Nathan Hartel, Deputy Director with the department, and it is my pleasure today to welcome you to another episode of our podcast where we get to celebrate and recognize. Here we are at the beginning of August, Child Support Awareness Month, and we have a couple of very special guests with us today. I'm going to introduce them in just a moment. But this is a great opportunity for us to speak to our listeners about the importance of the Child Support Awareness Program and, more importantly, the importance of the role of parents in raising up their children and providing them with the financial and medical support that they need so that they can be healthy and well and grow up to have all the resources that they need to be successful in their life. So I'm going to welcome today Nicole Derrick, Director of the Office of Communication and Public Affairs with the California Department of Child Support Services. Nicole, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
Nice to have you with us today. We're going to get to talking to you in just a moment. And we also have another special guest right here from Riverside County Child Support Services, Marquise Howard, our Marketing, Media, and Communications Coordinator. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
So I'm excited to have you both with us today. So as you both know, Child Support Awareness Month is recognized in the month of August, and this was proclaimed to be the month of child support awareness by then President Bill Clinton on August 7th of 1995. And he wrote a special proclamation kind of explaining why this was important to him and to his presidency at the time. And really at the heart and the core of that proclamation, if you were to read through it, is children and his many, many comments, particularly about the right of all children to receive adequate support from both of their parents. He goes on to talk about a variety of things, but he does not shy away in that proclamation from addressing the reality that sometimes parents do not always do as they want to or as they know that they should in supporting their children. And he goes on to talk about the rededication of all of ourselves as citizens to the task of putting the youngest and most vulnerable of our citizens at the front and center of what we do. And that would be minor children and the fact that they need sometimes help from the Department of Child Support Services in the way of establishing court orders for child support, establishing paternity, and then collecting on that support. And there's some really interesting, you know, language in the proclamation. There's some things that are really dated in there, Nicole and Marquise, and we're going to talk about that in a second as well. But one of the things that he does do that is really good for us just to kind of reflect on and remember is he talks about the importance of state and local governments developing innovative approaches to help families cope with child support issues. And I know that both of you are going to be able to help us do that today. You know, Nicole, I wanted to share with you one of the things that you find in the proclamation from the president from 1995 is some interesting choice of words and some language that he uses. And I'm just going to go ahead and say what he put in there. These are his words from the time, not mine, but I think it's worth notating and we'll make a point out of this. He actually refers to deadbeat dads. And so when I read that and I saw that phrase and that term, and then when I combined that with his call for state and local governments to be innovative, what it did for me is it just really reminded me of how far the child support program has come in terms of our efforts to help be supportive and partners with families and with both parents. So, you know, Nicole, if I could, I want to ask you just to maybe respond to that and give us your perspective as a state employee with California Department of Child Support Services on what Child Support Awareness Month means to you and what you do to support that and bring awareness to the program.
Well, it's interesting you should raise the question of the language, because we really have evolved as a program. Child Support Awareness Month started out at the state as well as in the local offices as sort of a celebration of the work we do. And we were sort of patting ourselves on the back. You know, we're really great and we help you a lot, and We're all glad we're here. And then it shifted a little bit to be more, hey, be aware of what you should be doing. A little more, let's all get together and help our children, a little more exhortatory. And then it really has moved more to awareness. We conducted some market research in 2017 and learned that there are a lot of parents who aren't even aware of the services we offer, and shifted our awareness efforts from calling attention to the results that we achieve as a program and shifting more to actual awareness. Did you know that we can help you here? Did you know that we can help you there? And as part of that, definitely expanded that outreach to both parents, because child support is not supposed to protect and defend one over the other, but to really encourage parents to co-parent as successfully as possible and to have that dialogue with both parents, whether paying or receiving.
Yeah, I think that's great. And, you know, I think that where we come from as a program, we start from a place now of trusting and believing the parents want to do the right thing. We know that they do. And we also come from that place of recognizing that we need to, as a child support program, oftentimes not just build trust in those relationships that we have with them as our customers, but oftentimes rebuild trust, because that language that's used from 1995 in that proclamation, a lot of that stigma continues to carry through, you know. So it's really good to hear you talk about, you know, at the state level for child support in California, you know, how that has changed and kind of the focus is changing, because I know that's the same at the local level too. You know, Nicole, I wanted to ask you, so my assumption then is that Child Support Awareness Month is not just specific to California, that this is a nationwide recognition. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. It gets declared in all 50 states, and then the governors declare it. It gets declared nationally. The governors declare it, and then very often county boards of supervisors and local governments declare it as well.
Great. So can you tell me a little bit of the specifics about, you know, in your position, what do you do specifically throughout the month of August, maybe that is enhanced or a little bit more than normal to bring that awareness to the public about the services that are available to them?
Oh, well, at the state level, we start this at the beginning of the year, planning what we're going to focus on, what particular outreach messaging we'd like to have for the year. We very often invite the local agencies to brainstorm a tagline with us. You never get one team to come up with all the good ideas. We've gotten some great ideas from the local agencies. Then we create radio and audio public service announcements for the counties to use so that everybody isn't duplicating their efforts in 47 different agencies. We write press releases and make those available. We create web banners, web buttons for people to add both to their websites and maybe to their email signatures to promote. So that all happens at the state, just as sort of creating resources for the counties and the regional offices to use in their programs. And then we have a blog. We promote the educational efforts. There a lot of counties put out webinars and trainings for maybe employers at the time or for parents to come learn more, and we help promote those efforts in social media and across all of our platforms. And then any assistance that any one of the local agencies needs for promoting their own events, whatever they've dreamed up, we can help them. And we do help them create social media posts, develop content, write press releases. We're the ad agency. The state communications office is the ad agency for each of the local offices. That's really kind of how we see our role.
Okay, that's great. So I'd like our listeners to, you know, to take note of that, because they maybe have a child support case here in Riverside County, but it could also be another county in the state. And so they have a place that they can go. And I would imagine just starting with the California Department of Child Support Services website, Nicole, is a great place for them to start to get information on what is going on related to Child Support Awareness Month.
Absolutely. We have a page that we update every year, has all of the events happening all around the state. As long as we've been notified of it, they're all there on a single calendar. And then, of course, the collateral that we produce is available there for a television station or a radio station to download, so they can be directed there to obtain the materials.
Okay, great. And this next question I'm going to ask both of you, and Nicole, I'll start with you, and then Marquise will pass it over to you. you know, you mentioned some of the specific things that counties have done in recognition of Child Support Awareness Month, and it could be an employer workshop or inviting their customers to a special event at their office. But as we all know, COVID has changed everything over the last year and a half or so. What has been your experience in terms of how either you at the state have had to pivot to, you know, deal with that, or how you've noticed local child support agencies at the county level having to pivot to still bring awareness to the program in the month of August? But I would imagine things are not quite the same even today, certainly not last year as they were in prior years.
Yeah, there was almost nothing last year. In prior years, there were health fairs, there were community fairs, there were child support specialists in libraries after hours and on the weekends to increase access to child support, to make it easier for the customers to receive service. There are just a wide range of events. And I don't think any of those happened, although I do know that a couple counties that go out to their local farmers markets remained open throughout COVID. So those who took a table and promulgated information at a farmers market continued to do so in the summer of 2020. This year, there's a lot more social media. There are webinars. There's a lot more focus on ongoing educational seminars. They're being really promoted more heavily during Child Support Awareness Month. There are some offices that still aren't even open yet, and there are courts that aren't open yet. So it is a little more difficult, but of course, digital media is where it's at. Everybody's got a phone in their hand, and it's, in some ways, it's easier to get the word out digitally, but a little more difficult to get out in the community, have the backpack drives, although there were backpack drives last year where if you drove through, you were handed a backpack filled with school supplies, and then you just kept on driving. So people have been very creative.
All right, Nicole, that's great. So those are some of the great examples of innovation that I think, you know, were maybe intended or, you know, hoped for in the proclamation of 1995, ways of still staying out there in the community, even during trying times. And I know, Marquise, if you could speak to us a little bit about Riverside County's approach at the local level, how has COVID caused us to have to pivot in terms of Child Support Awareness Month? And what are some of the specific things that our customers can take advantage of and should know about throughout the month of August related to awareness of the program?
Sure, thank you. So Nicole mentioned libraries, possibly public events in the past, farmers markets, and we were one of the agencies, one of the counties that participated in these events. We used to go out to parent-teacher meetings, conferences, whether it's related to a unified school district that's upcoming PTA meeting, or perhaps a library event where we're just assisting parents at the libraries. Due to 2020 with COVID, a lot of things just remained at a standstill. We were unable to offer the services like we once did before in the past. However, we, you know, as you just mentioned about innovative ways, one of the ways that we tried to deliver the message to our customers and to the public is through the internet, through Facebook, through Instagram, YouTube. We really pivoted and changed the approach of how we're delivering the information. So in May of last year, we first kicked off our first virtual workshop. Come to find out, it was the first of many. In August, for Child Support Awareness Month in 2020, we had quite a few virtual events. We had events for the general public, for parents that were interested in receiving our services. We had events specifically catered to hospitals and birthing clinics to assist with information on how to properly fill out the forms, any other information that we could assist with. And then also we had a workshop for employers who simply had child support questions and simply just needed some answers. And all of these events, typically we would do in person, in a room, at a conference room or in a training room. When we made that switch to move to everything digitally, folks were able to consume the content when they needed. Folks were able to consume the content when they wanted. if they didn't physically have to be somewhere or be there at a specific time to get the information. If they had to work during that time, they were able to watch it later. So really, COVID helped catapult us to provide various ways to reach customers, reach parents, and reach businesses moving forward. And so now that we are here, 2021, with Child Support Awareness Month, we have a few events and things that the public could look out for. One of the things that we have upcoming that just aired yesterday is our virtual workshop that we had with Supervisor Washington from District 3. During this workshop, they debuted a brand new library that just opened July 31st within Riverside County. So these are resources that are available to parents that are looking for a library to go to. And soon at that same library, we are going to be back in offering services as we once did before 2020. On August 14th, we have Open Saturday. Now, Open Saturday is very unique compared to other child support agencies. We are open on a Saturday, one Saturday out the month. And so parents that are unable to make it to our office Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, if they have time and have the ability to be there on a Saturday, we are able to assist them one-on-one as if they were in the office. And what's great about it is all this is done virtually. Parents will be able to make an appointment on August 14th to get the assistance that they need. One of the things that recently changed regarding our Compromise of Arrears program is now we have a debt reduction program that if you do owe past due child support, there's programs available that can help assist and eliminate some of that debt. That workshop is happening on August 19th. And that's a workshop that I think that anybody who perhaps has a debt or has questions regarding their child support case, if they tune in to August 19th, they'll receive quite a bit of information regarding this new debt reduction program. And on August 26th, we have our employer workshop. Now, you know, I talked about last year, we really pivoted in how we were delivering our services to parents as well as businesses. But our employer workshops specifically, in the past, we would typically have, say, 30 to 40 employers that were in attendance physically at the event. However, in August of 2020, because we moved the workshop to be completely online, we had over 100 employers attend. And those 100 employers attended from all throughout the state and even outside of the state of California. So folks are interested to tune in, but once again, delivering the information in ways that they would want to receive it. So we were recognized for this workshop, this employer workshop, we were recognized through CSDA, which is a Child Support Directors Association. We recently received an award for a positive collaboration because specifically we worked with San Bernardino County, Imperial Valley County, Kern County to help create such a robust workshop. And that workshop is happening on August 26th. So if you're in own a business or interested in knowing more information regarding forms, procedures related to child support services, please tune in on August 26th. And one of the things that I'm most proud of, that I'm looking forward to the most, is we have a new mobile outreach van. And with this new mobile outreach van, think of it like a office on wheels. So before Nicole and I were just mentioning about we were at libraries able to offer services, but sometimes we were inside the libraries. And now with the mobile outreach van, we can actually set up anywhere and everywhere. Inside the van, there is a computer access, Wi-Fi, air conditioning, solar, printers, everything needed, everything that you would need typically when you come into our lobby, we have right at the mobile outreach van. This van, we are going to take throughout Riverside County and provide throughout Riverside County, from Riverside all the way to Blythe and everywhere in between. During our acts of support, we are going to provide water and ice cream. And ice cream is donated by James Wood from the Million Man Meditation and Jamil Shahid from eXp Realty. And these water, ice cream, and other goodies are going to be provided to the public at no charge to them. It just, once again, we're just highlighting the fact that we care and we are there to help support and provide a resource for parents. And so I'm looking forward to this upcoming August, all the events in store, but what I'm most looking forward to is popping up to be in a city or a neighborhood closer to parents and being able just to share resources along with treats with them as a way of saying thank you and we're here for them.
That's great. Thank you very much. You know, Nicole and Marquise, you both have shared some really great information about what typically happens at the state and around the state at all the different local child support agencies connected to Child Support Awareness Month. And Marquise, some really great practical things for our customers to look out for this month. And I want to thank you both for coming on our podcast today to remind our customers that this really is about them. And when we say Child Support Awareness Month, we want the awareness and the recognition to be shining not on ourselves, but on the parents, their families, and the children who need the support. So as a reminder for Riverside County, you know, we do serve over 77,000 families in our caseload. And the money that we collect is directly connected to the hard work that the parents are doing in supporting their children. So we thank you during Child Support Awareness Month for all that you do. Nicole and Marquise, any final words for our listeners before we close it out?
No, that was a beautiful summation. Thank you, Nathan. It's about the children, but with the parents co-parenting successfully, it's natural that the child will succeed as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate your time with us. Marquise, any closing thoughts?
I have a few last closing thoughts. I just want to share with any parent that's out there, please visit our website. If you are looking for a resource, if you need help, whether it's possibly finding a job, if it's wanting to go back to school, if it's questions regarding your specific child support order or any way that we can help, please feel free to reach out to us. You know, as Nathan mentioned with opening up the podcast, you know, back when this proclamation was first announced, the term deadbeat dad was used. However, we're actively working to change that perception. And I think that from the state level along all the way down to our local level within Riverside County, we are here for you. We're here to help. Just reach out to us with whatever that may be, and we will do our best to make sure that we're able to assist you.
Excellent. Thank you very much. All right. To our listeners, I do, as always, have a hot cup of coffee with me during our podcast as we take our coffee break to spend some time talking to you about child support and all things related to child support. That cup of coffee is about empty, and that closes out our time today. Please, I would encourage you to listen and subscribe to our podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, YouTube, virtually any podcast client that you prefer to get your podcast from. I would encourage you also to take advantage of our Open Saturday event. You heard that mentioned, August 14th. And if there's anything we can do to help you here during Child Support Awareness Month, please reach out. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. We'll talk to you next time.